Respected brothers, those that are staying behind for the program, please, we make a humble appeal to you. Let us try and come as close together as possible. Let us not create an environment of brothers standing in the back of the masjid, unnecessary chit-chat. This is, as we are aware, one of the odd nights of the last 10 nights of Ramadan. Aisha wa Madha radiallahu ta'ala anha described the conduct of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam during these nights. كان يجتهد في العشر الأواخر ما لا يجتهد في غيره. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would exert himself in the ibadat, in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during this period more than at any other time in the rest of the year. Temptation will be there to get engaged in other things, but if we are not going to sleep immediately in order to wake up for tahajjud and for ibadat and zikr, then let us try and remain within the precincts of the environment of the masjid. Brothers that are remaining behind, please, there are a lot of gaps. Let us try and come closer, inshallah. Fill the gaps. Allah reward you. This is part of the adab and the etiquette of the majlis and the gathering of deen. You're sitting in the outside, the voice will reach us, the sound will reach us, but the nuraniyat, that we will be depriving ourselves of. Because for that nuraniyat, the condition is, the etiquette and the requirement is adab and is adab. Part of the adab that we learn from the conduct of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is that they would sit close together. We hear this in our jamaats when we go in the path of Allah Ta'ala before the talim, that if a cloth had to be placed over the heads, there would be no sagging in that cloth. With so much of shock and inclination, sahaba would sit. الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا أنزلناه قرآنا عربيا لقوم يعقلون. صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: إياكم والحسد، فإن الحسد تأكل الحسنات كما تأكل النار الحطب. وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم في أيضا: خصلتان لا يجتمعان في قلب مؤمن، الإيمان والحسد، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected ulama kiram, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, this great, honorable, benevolent guest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Shahrul Quran, Shahrul Tawbah, Shahrul Inaba, Shahrul Dua, Shahrul Rahma, Shahrul Itqi minan Niran. This wonderful expression of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's benevolent mercy and compassion upon the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How great an opportunity it represents can perhaps be envisaged from the expression of our noble master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherein he said, لو يعلم العباد ما في رمضان لتمنت أمتي أن تكون السنة كلها رمضان. He said, if my ummah had to come to know the value of this month, what it means, then they would wish that the whole year was Ramadan. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on the minbar of Masjid al-Nabawi, ماذا يستقبلكم وماذا تستقبلون؟ قالها ثلاثا. What is this expression? ماذا يستقبلكم وماذا تستقبلون? When something gigantic, momentous, something of great significance is about to occur, then this is the what we call Arabic muhawara. In the Arabic language, this is a mode of expression. ماذا يستقبلكم وماذا تستقبلون? Sahaba looking around, what has happened? قال عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه أوحي نزل. Ya Rasulullah, has some revelation come? Has wahi come? قال لا. He said no. عدو حضر. Is there an army about to attack Madinah Munawwara? We must draw our swords, fetch our weapons. قال لا. He said no. Then what has happened? Ramadan has come. وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ لِي فِي أَوَّلِ لَيْلَةٍ مِنْ هَذَا الشَّهَرِ لِجَمِيعِ أَهْلِ الْقِبْلَةِ. Such an opportunity that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that on the first night of this month, Allah forgives the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. جَمِيعُ أَهْلِ الْقِبْلَةِ. And almost in the blink of an eyelid, just now, the Hilal of Eid will be sighted. And unfortunately, it may sound crude, but to many of us, that will be a get out of jail free card. And the life before Ramadan, and the life after Ramadan, the manzar and scene of the masajid before Ramadan and after Ramadan already, almost in the blink of an eyelid, we will see a great change and a great loss that is occurring. Fundamental cause of this is that unfortunately for many of us, Allah forgive us, our deen has become ritual. It's become, we are accustomed, we are going through the motions. The reality hasn't penetrated. And the bigger problem that faces you and I, my respected brothers, one is the reality hasn't penetrated, we haven't understood the objective, that is okay. Worse than that is the perception of the loss is not there in the heart. This worry, Ya Allah, jata hua Ramadan hai. Ya Allah, Ramadan is going. Ya Allah, you gave us this month. تُفْتَحُ فِي أَبْوَابُ الْجَنَّةِ تُغْلَقُ فِي أَبْوَابُ النَّارِ. You opened the doors of Jannat, you locked up the doors of Jahannam. تُغَلُّ فِيهِ الشَّيَاطِينَ, you tied up shayateen. يَنْزِلُ الرَّحْمَةِ يَحُطُّ الْخَطَايَا يَسْتَجِيبُ فِيهِ الدُّعَاءِ. Your rahmat rained down upon us. You opened the door of the acceptance of dua. Every day and night you gave us one accepted dua. You commanded your malaika to say ameen upon our duas. You gave us opportunity upon opportunity. And Ya Allah, that opportunity is inexorably drawing to an end. And still my life hasn't changed. Still I haven't connected with you. That should be the concern. How much has this Ramadan affected change in our life? Change does not mean till the period of Ramadan. Change is after Ramadan. What is going to be the life after Ramadan? Because when Allah introduces this month in the Quran, one ajeeb expression Allah uses, ayyamam ma'dudat. Ayyamam ma'dudat. Don't be deceived, Ummat of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is just a few days. You don't have an extension. You don't have time. This month, what does it represent? Allah tells us in the Quran, Ya ayyuhan nas, antumul fuqara'u ila Allah. Antumul fuqara'u ila Allah. Every one of you is faqir. Every one of you is a beggar. Every one of you is zero. Every one of you is useless. From the moment you open your eyes in this world, every second you are a vessel of muhtajgi, dependence, needs, requirements. Every 6 or 8 hours you need food. Every 2 or 3 hours you need water to drink. Every second you need air to breathe. How great is your dependence? And by the qasam of my Allah, the only fulfiller of every need, every requirement is Allah. So fuqara'u ila Allah. You are faqir, you are dependent upon Allah. Turn to Allah, ask from Allah, beg from Allah. Make the qibla and direction of this heart Allah. We find in the expression of our noble master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hadith qudsi, Ya ibadi kullukum ja'un illa man at'amtu, fastat'imuni ut'imkum. Ya ibadi kullukum arin illa man kasawtu, fastaksuni aksukum. Oh my slaves, every one of you is hungry. You are without food, except whom I feed. Razik is Allah. Seek your sustenance from me, I will feed you. Every one of you is naked without clothes, except whom I clothe. So seek your clothing from me, I will clothe you, I will shelter you. What is this? The recognition of your dependence on Allah, and that the only fulfiller of every need is Allah. And the greatest need, the greatest requirement, Quran, hadith is telling us, you need food, ask from Allah. You need shelter, ask from Allah. You need clothing, ask from Allah. You need health, ask from Allah. You are in financial difficulty, turn to Allah. Every requirement, turn to Allah. What is the greatest need? All these du'as, all these things that we are asked to ask, all these things that we are commanded to ask from Allah, none of them, the dua is farz or obligatory. There is one dua that Allah has made farz, that Allah has made wajib, that Allah has made obligatory, and not just obligatory, that Allah has commanded you and I, where my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ulama say, look at how they give us the nature of this. They say, without iman, there is nothing. And just as without iman, you are at a complete loss, without Surah Fatiha, you are at a complete loss. So what's the link? What's the link, iman and Surah Fatiha? Such a surah we were given. I'm not going to go into that because that takes too much of time. But such a surah we were given. When you open the Quran, the first thing your gaze falls upon is that surah. 7 verses, 130 letters. Yet, my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Ubay bin Ka'ab, that not in the Torah, not in the Zabur, not in the Injil, and not in any revelation was anything revealed upon any Nabi like this surah. Allama Razi rahimahullah, One day in jest, he said that in Surah Fatiha, Surah Fatiha is one name we have given, or it's famous by that name. Like that, Mufassirin have given more than 60 names to the surah. Suratul Shifa, Suratul Ruqya, Suratul Hidayah. So in jest, he said that there are 10,000 masail, 10,000 juristic rulings that you can extract from these seven verses. Such a Quran we were given. Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was that personality, the Mubarak, the Lu'ab Mubarak, the saliva of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was placed in the mouth of Ali. And my Nabi made dua, as a result of which ulama say, يَتَفَجَّرُ الْعِلْمُ مِنْ جَوَانِبِهِ وَتَنْتِقُ الْحِكْمَةُ عَنْ نَوَاحِيهِ. Uloom and knowledge of deen would flow from the limbs of Ali. Hikmat, wisdom, was in the inner vestiges of his being. يَسْتَوْحِشُ مِنَ اللَّيْلِ وَوَحْشَتِهِ. Allahu Akbar. What does he say? He says, if I had to dictate to you the tafsir of Surah Fatiha, and you had to write it down, you would need 70 camels just to transport the scrolls on which the tafsir of Surah Fatiha is written. One night in Kufa, after Isha Salah, he started making tafsir of Surah Fatiha. The Azan of Fajr was called out. Started after Isha, the Azan of Fajr was called out. And he had not completed the tafsir of the Ba of Bismillah. This is Quran, Mu'ajizatul Khalidatul Da'ima. Allama Fakhruddin Razi Rahimahullah, the author of Tafsir Kabir, in jest, he said in one majlis, there are 10,000 juristic rulings in Surah Fatiha. Some people thought he was joking. He wasn't being serious. That became the impetus for him to write this tafsir. And in it, he has written more than 10,000 masail extracted from Surah Fatiha. Such a revelation that ulama say, after Iman, or equivalent to Iman is Surah Fatiha. The question is raised, how is Surah Fatiha equivalent to Iman? Because without Salah, there is no Iman. And without Surah Fatiha, there is no Salah. العهد الذي بيننا وبينهم الصلاة فمن تركها فقد كفر. This is literal translation of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What did my master sallallahu alaihi wasallam tell you and I? Let us take this to heart. Take this to heart. Take this to heart, my respected brothers. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the distinction between a kafir and my follower, the distinction between a kafir and ashik e Rasul, the distinction between a kafir and a mu'min is salah. If 5 times salah is in your life, then you are mu'min. If not, فَمَنْ تَرَكَهَا فَقَدْ كَفَرْ. Rasulullah ﷺ said, the one who has abandoned salah has committed kufr with the deen of Muhammad ﷺ. Tomorrow when the Hilal of Eid is sighted, this is the distinction. Our children, our home, what is the investment? What are the seeds that we are planting? This door to door, person to person, kalima namaz, is this just the responsibility of the tablighi jamaat? Is there some jamaat or organization that is devoted to this? Weigh that in the light of these expressions. Al-ahdu alladhi baynana wa baynahum as-salah. My Nabi said, if there is no salah, there is no iman. Faman tarakaha faqad kafar. Even if you don't understand Arabic. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, last gasp of life, his intestine cut open, food not staying in his body, pouring out from the porous holes in his stomach. In that condition, he told Ummat of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, La khadza fil Islam liman taraka salah. There is no share in Islam if there is no salah. It can't be Islam if there is no salah. And there is no salah without Surah Fatiha. And in that Surah Fatiha, in every rakat of Surah Fatiha, without Surah Fatiha, there is no salah. Without this expression in Surah Fatiha, there is no Surah Fatiha. First my Allah says, Iyaka na'bud, Iyaka nasta'in, worship only Allah, ask help from Allah only, make dua to Allah only. Wa idha sa'alta fas'alillah, wa idha sta'anta fasta'in billah. When you ask, ask from Allah. When you seek help from Allah. Immediately after that, what does Allah command you and I in every rakat of every salah? To ask Him, اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. The one dua that is farz, the one dua beside, without which there is no salah, without which there is no iman, without which there is no deen. My and your hidayat. Ya ibadi, kullukum dallun illa man hadaytu, fastahduni ahdikum. Oh my slaves, every one of you is on dalal. Every one of you is gone astray. Every one of you is bereft of guidance. You are a blank slate. You are going towards Jahannam. You are devoid of the road towards Allah, towards Jannat, towards Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, towards the Quran. Kullukum dal, illa man hadaytu, except whom I give hidayat to. So Allah commands you, like you seek your food, and like you seek your shelter, and like you seek your health, and like you seek your innumerable needs, antumul fuqara'u ilallah. The greatest need is hidayat. The greatest need, more than air, more than water, more than food, more than shelter. Today when it comes to our children, when it comes to our homes, when it comes to our ambitions, when it comes to our lifelong goals, when it comes to our when it comes to how we have plotted and how we are making effort in our lives, each one of us take the thermometer and yardstick and ask ourselves this question: how many of us are concerned for my and my family's and humanity's hidayat? Greatest need, hidayat. And in the treasures of Allah, in the treasures of Allah, what did my Nabi say? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, Inna quluba bani Adam, bayna usbu'ayn min asabi ar-Rahman, yuqallibuhuma kayfa yasha. The treasure and khazana of hidayat is in Allah's hands alone. Hearts of humanity are between two fingers of the fingers of Rahman. Allah can turn those hearts in whatever direction He wants. Yahdi may yasha, yudillu may yasha. Allah has shown us in the Quran, wives of Nabis without hidayat, children of Nabis without hidayat. We see examples in every direction. Our Nabi warned us. He said, Fitanan kaqita'in min al-layli al-mudlim, yusbihu ar-rajul mu'mina wa yumsi kafira, yumsi mu'minan wa yusbihu kafira, yabi'u deenahu bi'aradin min ad-dunya. He said, oh my ummah, don't take your deen and iman for granted. Come out of this cocoon, travel a little bit. Ask the jamaats that have been to South America, progeny of Sahaba, progeny of Ali Rasul, Ahle Bayt, more pak, more pure progeny than that, what can there be? More Mubarak blood than that, what can there be? More greater lineage than that, what can there be? And yet, deprived of hidayat. Kafir, murtad. I remember as a little child, we used to go for Hifz class to Sufi Mosque, just near from here, Glendon Road. Hifz class was very early in the morning. You should see one old uncle, he used to open the masjid every morning. Those days, I'm talking about 70s, 80s. 2000, when we went to Australia, I met the same uncle. Migrated. Asked him, you make such a move, left South Africa, went to Australia. He said, honestly, crux of what he said, my motivation was dunya. And from that aspect, My motivation and my niyat was fulfilled. And then with tears in his eyes, he said, Molli Sahab, three of my granddaughters are murtad. He said, such fitnas are coming. Such zulmat and darkness is coming. They will have iman in the morning, by the evening they will be kafir. They will have iman in the evening, by the next morning they will be kafir. And what will it be behind it? My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us the synopsis. He said, يَبِيعُ دِينَهُ بِعْرَضٍ مِّنَ الدُّنْيَا. The nasha, the intoxication. The sihr, the magic. The ghurur, the deception of the glitter and glamour of this dunya. They will sell their deen for dunya. يَبِيعُ دِينَهُ بِعْرَضٍ مِّنَ الدُّنْيَا. Arad means like filth, useless, valueless, kachara, like we say in Urdu. For that, they will sell their deen. Greatest need is hidayat. Take the thermometer. How many of us are making effort for hidayat? Allah has commanded us in every rakat of every namaz, ask me, beg me, not only for your hidayat, not ihdinis sirat al-mustaqim. Ya Allah, give me hidayat. No. Because if you will make effort only for your hidayat, by the qasam of my Allah, the environment around you of bedini will eventually take your hidayat also away. It is a collective effort. You cannot only be concerned for your hidayat. Ihdina, ihdina, ihdina. Ya Allah, give the whole humanity hidayat. This worry, this concern is not only dua. And in Allah's treasures. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala puts it beautifully. Inna Allah ta'ala yu'ti dunya liman yuhib wa liman la yuhib. Dunya is kachra. Dunya is chan mutti khaq, just a few grains of sand. Dunya is chor dene wali jaha. It's a yaman madudat, mataun qaleel, kasarabim biqiya, la yusawi janaha ba'ud. It's a deception. It's coming to an end. It has no permanence. So it has no value in Allah's eyes. That is why Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala who said, Allah, when it comes to the distribution of dunya, He will give it to those whom He loves and those whom He does not love also. Has no value. What is valuable? What is valuable? The greatest wealth in the treasures of Allah is hidayat. And the greatest of Allah's creation were chosen for the effort of hidayat. Who are the greatest of Allah's creation? Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam. The most beloved, the most noblest, the most sublime of the creation of Allah. And amongst them, Inna Allah ikhtara min bani Adam. From the whole of humanity, Allah chose the Quraysh. From the Quraysh, Allah chose, lengthy hadith, I'm not going into the detail, like a strainer. My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us an image, imagery. Strained and strained and strained and strained. Fakhtara Bani Hashim. Then the Bani Hashim were chosen. And then strained and strained and strained. Fakhtarani Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was selected and chosen by Allah. The pride of humanity. And what was his maqsad? What was his purpose? This cry and this pain for hidayat was so much, so ghalib in the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Quran had to come down. Innaka la tahdi man ahbab walakin Allah yahdi man yasha. Ma aktharun nas walau harasta bimu'minin. Oh my Nabi, Allah had to console him. It's not your fault. You cannot give hidayah to whom you want. Allah gives hidayah to whom Allah wants. Yahdi may yasha, yudillu may yasha. Hidayah whom Allah wants to give, dalalat, whom Allah wants to give. Hidayat, the effort of hidayat, my and your greatest need. Farz, Allah has made it upon us to beg Allah for hidayat, ask Allah for hidayat, make the effort of hidayat. Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam were chosen for hidayat. The most valuable possession in the treasures of Allah is hidayat. That is why my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, may yuridillahu bihi khayran yufaqqihu fid deen. When Allah decides good, when Allah decides to bless someone, when may yuridillahu bihi khayra, when Allah decides to bless someone, what does He give him? Make him a millionaire, billionaire? Give him dunya? Open up his worldly nasib for him? Ye to giri bari cheez hai bhai, ye to kachra hai. Yes, we desire it. Allah, give us afiyat, give us ease. My Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us to ask for it also. But, in the eyes of Allah, it has no value. What is valuable? Yufaqqihu fid deen. Yufaqqihu fid deen. Simplest translation of this ulama give is the one whom Allah decides good for. Allah blesses him with the noor of hidayat. Allah blesses him with the noor of hidayat. And Ramadan, like I said earlier, many of us are, our attitude to deen is ritualistic, riwaj, we're going through the motions. Look into Quran, look into Hadith, look into the seerah of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Maqsad of Ramadan, objective of Ramadan was hidayat. Anbiya were sent for hidayat. The tools that Anbiya were given for the effort of hidayat was dawat. Because this is inextricably linked. Hidayat, dawat. Hidayat, dawat. And this month has a special link with this very, very great treasure of Allah. I am not saying it. Allah says it in the Quran, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس. When the maqsad of this month is outlined for you and I, what does Quran tell us? هدى للناس, hidayat للناس, for the entire humanity. Quran, not only Quran, every revealed scripture from Allah, from the beginning. Whether it was the scrolls revealed upon Adam alayhi salam, the riwayat of Musnad Ahmad, Unzilat Suhufu Ibrahim, Fi awwali laylatin khalat min Ramadan, Unzilat al-Tawrat, Fi sittin khalat min Ramadan, Unzilat al-Injil, في ثلاثة عشرة خلت من رمضان أنزل الزبور في ثمانية عشرة خلت من رمضان وأنزل القرآن in that riwayat في أربع وعشرين خلت من رمضان أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. The scrolls of Ibrahim عليه السلام plus minus 100 scrolls revealed in Ramadan. The Torah of Musa alayhi salam, 6th of Ramadan. The Injil of Isa alayhi salam, 13th of Ramadan. The Zabur of Dawood alayhi salam, 18th of Ramadan. And not only Quran, but the Zuhur of my Nabi. Why am I saying Zuhur? Allah didn't make him a Nabi in this month. Allah didn't send him in this month. When was he made Nabi? Abu Huraira came and asked this question to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mata wajabat laka nubuwata ya Rasulullah. O Nabi of Allah, when did Allah make you his Nabi? When did Allah make you his Nabi? What did Abu Huraira expect the response to be? I was 40 years, 6 months, 10 days of age. One riwayat, 21st Ramadan. This riwayat which I mentioned, 24th of Ramadan. General consensus, it was a Monday. I was in the cave of Hira. Jibreel came with the first 5 verses of Surah Alaq and Allah made me his Nabi. This is what Abu Hurairah expected the response to be. But what was the actual response? He said, Kuntu Nabiyan wa inna Adama munjadilum bayna al-ma'i wa-teen. Adam alayhi salam's mold had not yet been formed and already I was the Nabi of Allah. Zuhur, his nubuwat was shown, revealed for humanity. 24th of Ramadan, other riwayats 21st of Ramadan. Every revealed scripture came down in Ramadan. The nubuwat of my Nabi revealed in Ramadan. What is the sabak and lesson behind this? What is Ramadan for? Ramadan is hidayat. Quran, Zabur, Torah, Injil, Suhuf, Ibrahim revealed for hidayat. Anbiya sent for hidayat. 2 Anbiya were given da'wat. So what is this month? What is its maqsad? What is its object? And this is why we are commanded in this month. Form your link. Form your bond. Form this association with the Quran. Drown yourself in the Quran. Connect with the Quran. Shahru Ramadan. From the time the heavens and the earth were created, inna iddat ash-shuhur عند الله اثنا عشر شهرا في كتاب الله يوم خلق السماوات والأرض منها أربعة حرم. What is Quran telling us? يوم خلق السماوات والأرض. From the day the heavens and the earth were created, the number of months are 12. إن عدة الشهور اثنا عشر. Allah says the number of months are 12. Solar month, solar calendar, lunar calendar, both are 12. And both belong to Allah. I am not saying it. Quran says, هو الذي جعل الشمس ضياء والقمر نورا وقدره منازل لتعلموا عدد السنين والحساب ما خلق الله ذلك إلا بالحق يفصل الآيات لقوم يعلمون. Look at the beauty of Quran. Allah says, هو الذي جعل الشمس ضياء وَالْقَمَرَ نُورًا. Both these words, what do they mean? Sun, ضياء. Moon, نور. ضياء is a lantern. Literal translation. Source of light. نور also means light, illumination. The sun gives off light, it's bright. The moon is bright. Why does the Quran use 2 different words for both? Why not say الشمس والقمر نورا? Why هو الذي جعل الشمس ضياء والقمر نورا? Ulama, when they break this down, they say the word ضياء means a source of light that gives light. Like a lantern, gives off light. Nur is that which is shining, reflected light. Scientifically now they will tell you, Quran 14 centuries ago, that the light of the moon is not produced by the moon, it's the reflection of the light of the sun on it. That is why Quran says, Ash-shamsa diya'an, giver of light, qamara nuran, reflection of light. Lita waqaddara manazil. Allah says, the sun and the moon, its movement waxing, waning, its movement is set, it is locked to the command of Allah. لِتَعْلَمُ عَدَدَ السِّنِينَ وَالْحِسَابِ. So that you can count your years and your calculation. In other words, Quran is telling us, the solar calendar belongs to Allah also. The lunar calendar also belongs to Allah. For the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the lunar calendar was selected. Both 12 months, lunar calendar, their names of the 11 months, Muharram, Safar, ربيع الأول ربيع الآخر جماد الأولى جماد الآخر رجب شعبان شوال ذو القعدة ذو الحجة. Those 11 names the Arabs gave. This month, Ramadan, this name Allah gave. شهر رمضان شهر Allah named this month. Why? Because Ramadan was unique. Ramadan was special from the 12 months. Ramadan elevated from the 12 months. Ramadan chosen for Hidayat. Ramadan chosen for Ba'sat of Anbiya. Ramadan chosen for the Zuhur of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ramadan chosen for Quran. And just to give us, like I said, create this connection with the Quran. One aspect I'm going to discuss, we've got very little time, I'm not going to take too much of your time because mashallah, as an Indian community today, mashallah, instead of, we have become very, very conscious of time. They talk about Indian time. Indian time, technically should mean that Indians are very, very punctual. But actually Indian time means the opposite, means they're very tardy, not punctual. History behind it is that they say the Delhi train to Bombay train to Delhi came at 11 o'clock. People were busting balloons celebrating. First time in history. First time in history. Bombay 11 o'clock train to Delhi arrived at 11 o'clock. Somebody made some investigation and found out this was yesterday's 11 o'clock train that came today on time. But when it comes to the talks of deen, unfortunately or fortunately, Allah knows best, we are very, very conscious about time. So this majlis was to be 1 hour, so it will be 1 hour, not more than that. But create this link with the Quran. Connect with the Quran, one aspect. وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. What is Allah telling us? Ulama say in the Quran itself, in the Quran itself, there are more than 66 names of the Quran. Somewhere Allah says Shifa, somewhere Allah says Noor, somewhere Allah says Zikr, somewhere Allah says Hakim, somewhere Allah says Majid, somewhere Allah says Sirat Mustaqim, somewhere Allah says Ruh. More than 66 names of the Quran in the Quran. And they give the illat and the reason for this. They say, kathratul asma tadullu ala sharafil musamma. When something is of great honor and value, then more names are given to it. One name, وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ shifa. Allah says, this Quran is shifa for you. It is cure, shifa. To some extent, we accept that. Like earlier today, somebody told me some problem with my wife, what must I read? Today we've confined the shifa, the cure of the Quran, to ruqya, taweez, and blowing. Or when we think some bad luck has happened, business is not doing well, or move into a new house. All this is in its place. That shifa and cure is there in the Quran, but greater than that. Like Sufyan Thawri rahimahullah used to say, the sickness of the heart is worse than the sickness of the body. More harmful than spiritual, more harmful than physical sickness is spiritual sickness. Ruhani bimari. And like Quran is ilaj for physical sickness, Allah has kept the ilaj for every spiritual malady in the Quran. The paradox? Physical sickness is actually Allah's rahmat. If somebody gets a headache, make sabr on that, 1 year's sins are wiped away. Somebody gets a fever, 1 year's sins are wiped away. مَا يَزَالُ الْبَلَىٰ بِالْمُؤْمِنِ فِي نَفْسِهِ وَمَالِهِ وَوَلَدِهِ Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, sickness, bala, musibah, test, trials, tribulations will always be the lot of a believer. So far as his body is concerned, his family, his wealth. حَتَّى يَلْقَ اللَّهِ وَمَا عَلَيْهِ خَطِيَةً And this is Allah's washing machine so that when he meets Allah, he is sinless. Physical bimari, physical sickness, this in fact is Allah's rahmat. Worse than that, is that sickness which today we don't even regard to be a sickness. How much worse? Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala used to say, لو صحت أبدانكم ومرضت قلوبكم لَكُنْتُمْ أَهْوَنُ عَلَى اللَّهِ مِنَ الْجُعْلَانِ He used to say, physically you are healthy, and your heart is sick. مَرِضَتْ قُلُوبُكُمْ Physically you are healthy, but the heart is sick. He used to say, your value in the eyes of Allah is lower than the worms and the insects that come out of feces. جُعْلَان انسان کی قیمت اللہ کے یہاں باہر کے سرمایہ سے نہیں بنتے ہیں بھائی اندر کے سرمایہ سے بنتے ہیں The value of this human being in the sight of Allah has nothing to do with what is outside. You can have the Rolex watch and the Hugo Boss suit and have the investment portfolio. Doesn't make you a valuable person in Allah's eyes. Doesn't give you any status or honor in the eyes of Allah. In the eyes of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is inside? How pure is this heart? How clean is this heart? سُئِلَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ أَيُّ النَّاسِ أَفْضَلْ My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked this question, who is the most virtuous? أَفْضَلْ Highest caliber, most superior, most blessed human being. Put whatever translation you want. He said, كُلُّ مَخْمُومِ الْقَلْبِ صَدُوقُ الْلِسَانِ Allahu Akbar. Look at the answer Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives. Who is valuable? He said, it is that person when he opens his mouth, he speaks the truth, he doesn't lie. صَدُوقُ الْلِسَانِ Second thing, مَخْمُومُ الْقَلْبِ Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, what is مَخْمُومُ الْقَلْبِ? He said, أَتَّقِيُّ النَّقِيِّ أَلَّذِي لَا إِثْمَ فِيهِ وَلَا حَسَدْ وَلَا بَغْي وَلَا غِلْ He said, it is that person in whose heart is taqwa and his heart is clean. His heart is clean. His heart is not a vessel of hatred, of rancor, of greed, of malice, and of jealousy. Very often I say this, we have to make a lot of shukr to Allah. We have to make a lot of shukr to Allah. That Allah has placed this heart in such a position that there is a veil over it. It's covered. Because today Allah protect us, if this heart had to be revealed and opened up, wasn't hidden like this, worse than a gutter and a drain would be our hearts. Hatred for someone, rancor for someone, looking down upon someone, picking on someone, negativity towards everyone around us. Sa'id bin Musayyib rahimahullah, the great tabi'i, What was his spiritual maqam? It is said, himself he says, he was a businessman, yet, he says, 20 years I never saw the back of a musalli. Businessman! But they knew how to do business. He says, 20 years of my life I never saw the back of a musalli. What that means? Every salah in the first saf. And he said, 20 years, I never heard the azan from outside the masjid. Businessman. He says, لا يبلغ العبد حقيقة البر. لا يبلغ العبد حقيقة البر. حتى يكون قلبه سليما للمسلمين. He says, forget about it, that you are ever going to get connection with Allah. Forget about it that you are going to get taqwa. Forget about it that you are going to get true iman. Forget about it that you are going to get true connection with Allah. حتى يكون قلبه سليما للمسلمين. Until your heart is not clean towards your fellow Muslim. Till that time, my Nabi said, لا يؤمن أحدكم. No iman. حتى يحب لأخي ما يحب لنفسه. Until you don't love for your brother what you love for yourself. Allama ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah used to say, الحسد الحسد مرض من أمراض القلوب وهي مرض غالب حتى يقال ما خلا جسد من حسد. Jealousy, 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 he said, is a sickness, marad, bimari. Bimari of the heart, of the heart, of the heart. And he said, this is such a prevalent sickness. Ma khala jasadum min hasad, to such an extent that it is said, there is no one that is free of it. Naturally, instinctively, there is no one free of this. But, al-kareemu yukhfihi, wal-la'eemu yubdihi, that emotion will come. And we see it. We see it in every direction. This burning jealousy. Whether it's dini circles, whether it's political circles, whether it's business circles, whether it's our masturat, the dressing, the home, the car, position, status, success. We can't see the next person prospering. There's one kahawat, one woman went to the tailor and she said, you know what, sew me one outfit. So he said, what's the requirements? The seamstress said, what's the requirements? So she said, I want you to sew me such an outfit that when my neighbor sees it, she starts burning. Unko jalan aa jaye. This is how prevalent this quality has become. We can't see the next person prospering. And yet, like I said, Quran, the closing verses of the Quran, my Allah commands you and I, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ مِنْ شَرِّ مَا خَلَقْ وَمِنْ شَرِّ غَاسِقٍ إِذَا وَقَبْ وَمِنْ شَرِّ النَّفَّاثَاتِ فِي الْعُقَدْ وَمِنْ شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَدْ. Allah is commanding you and I, seek my protection. Beg from Allah. This is the second last surah of the Quran. The Quran closes with this. In it is ishara that if you will drown yourself in the Quran, Allah will elevate you. Allah will honor you. Allah will bless you. The gaze will come upon you. People will try to run you down. There will be hasad and jealousy. Seek protection from Allah. Ulama explain. They say, Al-Hasid Sakhit ala qada'illah. Who do you have a problem with? His business is doing well. I'm digressing, but the irony today, the sad irony, is the kafir can go to the moon and Mars, we got no problem with it. But your fellow Muslim makes 10,000 rand more than you and you can't sleep at night. Why don't we get jealous about all that? Our whole gaze has become enmity towards one another. And that person being blessed with a beautiful child, or that person being able to recite the Quran beautifully, or his son doing well, dunya or deen or whatever. Whose distribution is this? نَحْنُ قَسَمْنَا بَيْنَهُمْ مَعِيشَتَهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Allah says it is our distribution. So who's your problem with? الْحَاسِتُ سَاكِتٌ عَلَىٰ قَضَاءِ اللَّهِ. Ulama say a hasid, one with jealousy, he is upset at what Allah has decided. أَمْ يَحْسُدُونَ النَّاسَ عَلَىٰ مَا آتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. Are you going to have hasad and jealousy over what Allah has given? Who are you harming? And that is why ulama say, مَا رَأَيْنَا ظَالِمًا أَشْبَهَ بِمَظْلُومٍ مِنْ حَاسِدٍ. Ajeeb observation. They say in reality you should feel very, very sorry for a jealous person. Why? Because he's zalim, he's an oppressor, but his bimari and his sickness causes more harm to him than the one who he's jealous about. He's the one having the sleepless nights, he's the one burning. It's Allah's distribution. You are burning at Allah's distribution. That's why there's a kahawat. They say, hasad karoge to kuch na paoge. Shukar karoge to gin na paoge. Make hasad and burn inside, you'll get nothing. You'll be the loser. Make shukar to Allah, you won't be able to count what Allah will give you. And what is the cure? Like Ibn Taymiyyah said, ma khala jasadun min hasad. مَا خَلَى جَسَدٌ مِّنْ حَسَدٍ. No one is free of this bimari. But الْكَرِيمُ يُخْفِيهِ. The person with iman, the honorable person will suppress this. Won't give it to the dictates of it. وَاللَّئِيمُ بَدْبَخْتْ. The wretched one, يُبَدِيهِ, will let this run. And how dangerous? My Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, إِيَّاكُمْ وَالْحَسَدْ فَإِنَّ الْحَسَدَ تَأْكُلُ الْحَسَنَاتِ كَمَا يَأْكُلُ النَّارُ الْحَطَبْ. He said, beware my ummah of hasad and jealousy, giving into its dictates. It is there, but giving into it, he said, beware of it, because this will destroy your good deeds like fire will burn dry wood. Khokhla ban jayega, and inside will be empty. He said, Dabba umamun min man kana qablakum. He said, oh my ummah, the nations of the past were destroyed. This is hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Al-hasadu al-baghda, al-hasadu al-baghda. He said, jealousy and mutual hatred. Jealousy, both things are linked inextricably. And then what did my Nabi say? He al-haliqa. We go for hajj and umrah. After you finish your say, what are you looking? You're looking around for a barber shop. You notice this word, Arabic word, halaqa, comes from ha, lam, qaf, which means a razor. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, this quality is a razor. That razor shaves the head off at its root. This razor will shave your deen and iman off at its root. And where did this start? The Quran tells us the first guna, the first murder of humanity was because of jealousy. Shaitan fell from grace because of jealousy. Abu Jahl and others didn't accept Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam because of jealousy. He came from the Banu Hashim. The Jews were deprived of hidayat, jealousy. This is such a dangerous bimari that today we don't even recognize it as a bimari. And I digressed earlier, time is very limited unfortunately. 12 months, one Allah selected for hidayat. Like that, Yusuf alayhi salam, 12 brothers, one Allah selected, Yusuf alayhi salam. Like I said, this month, see the link with the Quran. This surah, Surah Yusuf, Allah says, Ahsanul Qasas, Musa alayhi salam, incidents of Bani Israel, 136 times in the Quran the name of Musa alayhi salam is taken. Besides the 5th and the 14 Jews, every sipara of the Quran, Musa alayhi salam, Bani Israel is mentioned. Ibrahim alayhi salam's name almost 70 times. All those incidents are there in the Quran. Yet this particular incident, this is the only incident from beginning to end in sequence Allah brings it in the Quran. Because in this is outlined that in your homes, in your families, amongst you, what jealousy will do, what these problems will do, what is the solution, which direction to go. Ramadan, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Allah says, we gave you Ramadan for taqwa. Ramadan, my Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, هُوَ شَهْرُ sabr. We gave you Ramadan for sabr. Now look at this. Taqwa sabr. Taqwa sabr. Through taqwa, you will get close to Allah. Through sabr, you will get close to the people. A mu'min has to be a conjunction of both. Taqwa, find Allah. Sabr, ahnakar labo kusi. Ishq dil lagi nahi. Sine pe tir khai ja. Aage qadam barahi ja. Yani zaban e khal se keh de ke satai ja. What and what Yusuf alayhi salam didn't go through. How much sabr he had to make? Ripped from the cradle of his father, flung into a well, sold as a slave. The test of Zulaykha, his sabr. Then years in jail for a crime that he didn't commit. His reputation in tatters. And then at the end of it, like I said, we don't have time, but at the end of it, the entire khulasa of this surah of the Quran, like I said, Quran is shifa. What is the message? Innahu mayyattaqi wa yasbir fa inna allaha la yudhi'u ajra al muhsinin. The whole ummah till qiyamah, whatever problems you are facing, through this ahsanul khasas, Allah says the most beautiful incident in the Quran, the incident of Yusuf alayhi salam. Through it, the sabak and lesson is given. Come on to two principles, two foundations. Innahu mayyattaqi wa yasbir. Taqwa and sabr. Taqwa and sabr. And nothing and no one will overpower you. Allah will be with you. Ramadan, taqwa, la'allakum tattaqoon. Ramadan, shahru sabr. How much sabr? In sabbaka ahadun faqul inni sa'im. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if someone openly swears you, someone openly insults you, someone openly picks upon you, don't hit back. Clean your heart. Forgive that person. Inni sa'im, I am fasting. Taqwa, sabr. Taqwa, sabr. Where does this incident of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam start? Ya abati, inni ra'aytu ahada ashara kawkaba wa shamsa wal qamar ra'aytuhum li sajideen. Young child Yusuf saying to his father, oh my beloved father, I have seen a dream. 11 stars, the sun, the moon, all are making sajda to me. Yaqub alayhi salam was not an ordinary Nabi. Yaqub bin Ishaq bin Ibrahim. Yaqub Nabiullah, Ibn Nabiullah, Ibn Nabiullah. The son of a Nabi who was the son of a Nabi. Progeny of Anbiya alayhi salam. That is the caliber. So when this little child comes with this dream before his father, what is the first thing? Quran tells us, لا تقصص رؤياك على إخوتك فيكيدوا لك كيدا إن الشيطان لكم عدو مبين. يوسف, please don't mention this dream to your brothers. Don't mention this dream to your brothers. Why? Jealousy, hasad, jealousy. Families. This is breaking families. This is causing tore and disunity. He didn't invite me for his son's engagement. Proposal came, he didn't consult me. He prospered. Look at how he is advancing. These petty, petty little things. Al-Allama ibn Taymiyyah, ulama say, what's the cure? Ma khala jasadu min hasad. It's going to come. It's going to come. This is the month of Safai. This is the month to clean it up. Clean it up. Clean it up. Agar otherwise, taqwa namumkin hai. Hidayat namumkin hai. Clean it up. The inside has to be clean. So they say, what's the cure? Al-Karimu yukhfihi. An honorable person suppresses it. How? First thing, when you see the next person benefiting. Whether it's his clothing, whether it's his education, whether it's beautiful voice, whether it's deen, whether it's dunya, whatever it may be. MashaAllah. Thank Allah. Praise Allah, you have given. And as hard as it is, make dua for that person. The more you burn, the more you make dua. Ya Allah, give him even more. Ya Allah, bless him even more. You're burning inside. Talk to Allah. Ya Allah, bless him and give him even more. Break that nafs. Break that nafs. Wallah, this is more virtuous than tahajjud, what I'm saying. Because it is harder. It is harder. But this is when the inside gets clean. Never mind what the temptation. Nevertheless, coming back to this incident of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam. لا تقصص رؤياك على إخوتك فيكيدوا لك كيدا إن الشيطان للإنسان عدو مبين. Unfortunately, we have run out of time. But lot of times we find, ulama mentioned, when we look at this incident of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam, we tend to look at it from a point of view of Yusuf alayhi salam. But there is a much deeper jewel that is contained in this incident. That of Yaqub alayhi salam. What was his role? Father. As a father. As a father. As a spiritual guide. As a murabbi. As a tablighi, how to bring deen in your home, how to make tabligh of deen in your family, what is the protection, what are the sifat, what are the attributes, wallah, like a shining jewel. The lessons of this Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salam, we can see it shining in this incident mentioned in the Quran. If Allah gives life and opportunity, inshallah, in another majlis, we will continue with that. Our Hayatul Sahaba, inshallah, will take place in 1 hour's time, approximately 11:30. These are Mubarak nights, odd nights of the last 10 nights of Ramadan. Also, tomorrow is supposedly a holiday. So let us try and be a little bit hard on ourselves. Immediate mujahada, avoid idle chit-chatting. Our conversations, our laughing, joking, meeting one another, all that, let us leave it for after this period. This period is between you and Allah. Salah, tilawat of Quran, zikrullah, dua, turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And begging from Allah to clean our insides, to give us the jewel of taqwa. And the jewel of taqwa, the condition qalbin salim, that the heart has to be clean. Allah give us tawfiq wa akhir da'an, alhamdulillah.